Sounds like it's a pretty elaborate way to not show the movie.
Like to call meeting 2503 to order at 7 o'clock. Adoption of the agenda. Is there any no mover to adopt the agenda?
I'll make a motion that we adopt the agenda as presented.
I'll second.
On favor? Adoption of the minutes of regular meeting January 21st, 2025. Were there any comments or additions or changes, or is it a motion to adopt?
Make a motion to adopt.
I'll second that.
Any comments? All in favor? No delegations tonight. We have correspondence, a response from Yukon Quest. So I'm assuming we sent them an email,
Correct.
asking them what was happening with the Yukon Quest.
That's right. From our last council meeting, it was requested to send an email or a letter to Yukon Quest on why we were not contacted about the change of Yukon Quest. And this was actually from Brian, who was here, had asked, why didn't you come to Carmax? And so I sent them a nice email, and this was the response that we received. Would you like me to read it, or is it a—
Has everybody had a chance to read the response?
Yeah.
Do you have any comments on
I already heard it all on the radio anyway.
I guess for safety's sake, they had to.
Yeah, they had no choice.
Yes.
So for minutes purposes, have Doris, maybe you can answer this question for us. Do you guys make a motion to file correspondence not acted upon?
We should.
Okay.
I don't think we used, we haven't for a long time, but we probably should.
Okay,
I'll
so
make a motion that we file items not acted upon by resolution.
can I have a seconder? All in favor?
Dennis seconded.
Sorry. Reports, council activity reports. Councillor Hanson.
Sorry, I didn't make it to the last meeting. I was feeling well. I had, well, I didn't want to hear about that. But I did talk to a resident today who's concerned that we don't have any senior program yet. I asked what sort of things would he like, and he didn't seem too happy about the family or floor hockey, but maybe our sort of coffee, something, I don't know. It's the same gentleman, I think, that's been asking for some services for a long time. He feels that there's a niche in this our community that's left out of program. I thought I'd bring that to council's attention. Thank you.
Thanks. Councillor Mitchell?
I did have a couple of things. Now I can't think of what they are. Oh, didn't just say nothing. I'm drawing a blank right now. Sorry.
Councillor Wheeler?
I received, I'm assuming it's a spam email from Mayor LeChance this morning.
Yes, I
spam.
did.
It was spam.
Because I'm like, if Justin needed something, he would have texted.
Yeah.
And yeah, other than that, I helped out with some winter gear from some little people that was forgotten in Haines Junction, and they needed to meet their musher dad in Ross River. So
That was kind of.
luckily, I have a lot of little people clothes on hand.
Thanks. I don't really actually have much to add to the report. It was a nice cold little spell that we went through there. We got to spend lots of time home. It's a busy week at the arena this week with the tournament this weekend. I think it's still happening. And Tristan Undershoot from Little Salmon is bringing down help player on Sunday. And anyway, it's going to be a busy place this weekend. It's
What's Tristan doing?
He's bringing a hockey player. I don't remember this curtain like frame.
There's two of them. One of them's Kurt McLean. I can't remember the other one's
name. That's the only one I remember.
Those are the Vancouver Canucks.
Oh, that's
those
are coming
later in February.
Okay. Those are the NHL people. Yeah. Is he bringing another NHL player?
Yeah, on Sunday.
That one I didn't know.
Yeah. Is this secret?
His name is Trocher. Trocher.
Church, something.
CAO is reporting.
Thank you. CAO reported February 4th, 2025. Save the date. So next council meeting is February 18th, 2025. It's a hockey tournament from the 7th to the 9th, which is this weekend. Vancouver Canucks visit February 22nd, as well as this weekend. Winterlude will be March 5th to 9th, where we'll host the Upper Canada College, and they will assist in our recreation events. And what I've put on the board, MP Hanley will be here for a visit tomorrow, and Premier Pelé will be on Zoom to confirm later, 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock on February 10th. Projects, the FireSmart RFP for 2024 was a little late. However, it has been awarded and work for the FireSmarting down by the landfill will be completed before March 31st and we'll be able to receive those funds. Second year half reporting is almost complete. I'm happy to report that we have, I'm happy to report that I have caught up quite well on the half and able to actually close a couple milestones, which CMHC was very happy about. Scheduled a meeting with CDC to discuss potential housing collaboration. I'm fairly caught up on all the projects now, meeting with people around and involved in those projects and moving projects forward in a good way as well. So this is good news. And I was able to get information from the OIC. And yes, CarMax has opted out of the highway transfer in order to claim the piece of the highway's capital asset, as discussed in a prior meeting. I'm still waiting for HPW on the actual policing component of the highway, the jurisdiction. They are actually not sure, so they're looking into it. And that is my report.
Thank you. Any questions? I was thinking your last name, sorry.
Kelshay.
Kelshay. For CAO Kelshay. No questions? No. Great. Finance report. It's in your package. Is there any questions or comments on the report as presented? So last year, I don't know the details of this, but I think last year the audit was late. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And so this year they're planning on having it in March so it can be done.
We are fairly caught up. Annette is just finalizing the 2024, and then we will be able to have that in time with the auditors in the middle of March.
Scheduling. Oops. Any other questions on the report? Any questions on the payables? Would you like to make a note?
I did just, it was just someone's RSP contribution because I didn't think that they were an employee anymore. So I just had a question about that, but
maybe the stuff can be
lost. It will be lost in camera.
Yep. So can I, this is how I wrote the motion to for the payables. If somebody would like to make it, that would be great. To acknowledge receipt of the accounts payable report January 2025, text number 31114 to 31168, including payroll and EFTs provided for informational purposes.
Make that motion.
Thank you.
I can do.
Thank you. Any questions?
You have it written down. I can't repeat.
Any questions on the payables? Any other questions on the payables? On the log payable log check log.
No, thank you.
I can't remember. I saw. I'm sure I saw it in here. Oh, are we? Are we finished with the finance contract? Do we still have a finance contractor?
I don't think so.
We do not. She was here my first week, only for a couple hours left over, and then now she's gone.
And that contract is completed?
Yeah.
I didn't realize she was here. Beg your pardon.
No other questions? All in favor of the motion? Thank you. Public Works General Manager's report. Has everybody had a chance to read it? Are there any questions on the report as presented?
I'm just wondering why we always have boiler issues with something. There's always a boiler issue somewhere. Like, for
when you have boilers, you have boilers.
15 years of boiler issues persist.
I've noticed on the air a couple of times that Dale Best is interested in fire trucks. So we told them that we might hold an auction in the spring or something.
Yeah, I think that we were told he just has indicated interest.
He's put it there a couple of times now.
Yes.
Maybe we should acknowledge that we were read.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
I think it's part of the procurement policy that assets need to be disposed of in a certain way. So they wouldn't do that auction in the spring.
Probably.
Summer? Yeah. Spring cleaning?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's on my list.
Thanks. Any other questions on the Public Works General Manager's report? Thank you. Bylaw monthly report.
Busy lad.
Any questions for the bylaw municipal bylaw enforcement report?
I'll mention something during the camera session as well.
Moving on, recreation monthly report. It's not in the package, so it's not here.
I have it.
Yeah.
It should be.
It's right underneath bylaw.
I don't have it in mine.
I keep going.
I have that, and then I have the bylaw. I have a control bylaw.
Recreation?
Wow.
I think she just sent it later on.
She sent it later?
Yes.
I got it here.
Would you care to read it?
Does anybody have any comments on the recreation report?
Well, the community seems pretty happy with stuff that's been going on down there, other than the lack of seniors programming, yeah. I guess. But
I'd just like to point out on her report, there is an elders trip coming up as well, original plan for February 1st, but postponed due to cold weather. This is actually happening this week.
I mentioned that to the gentleman that they do go to Whitehorse. He didn't jump on that one.
Okay.
But thank you. I think he was looking for a free coffee, to tell you the truth.
No comments or questions. Next, we'll move on to Association of Yukon Communities. The next board meeting is March 8th. Is there anything further to report?
No, it'd be a Zoom meeting. And
they've asked for resolutions.
Yeah.
Deadline is March 12th, I think. I forget the date.
Something like that. Yeah. If anybody has anything, idea for a resolution to bring forward.
Well, maybe we should put that on a council meeting.
For next council meeting.
Yeah.
Because they require like a
motion. Big format.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be the resolution chair.
Okay.
Because I'm the VP.
We'll come up with some dandies for you.
Oh, okay.
So add on to the next meeting of February 18th to discuss.
Please.
Yeah, March 12th is the deadline.
Okay. So have a think about it. Anything that might affect all communities?
All communities, yeah.
Great. On to bylaws.
Busy guy, holy mackerel.
Animal control.
So this is just for review, not for third reading.
So, on the last meeting that we had, it was discussed that there was some changes that need to be had. So I made those changes, and then now it's come back. So the changes that you have, I have documented. We can go through the documentation. I can highlight the areas, but we could do third reading and then. Or review. Third reading and then review, or I just point out the differences.
Do you want us to do third reading tonight, or do you just want us to review it and do third reading the next meeting?
I would like to review it and then do third reading. So if there's more changes,
okay. There's a few things that stood out to me when I was looking at it. Other than my animals being nuisances to me.
So is this the final version for third reading then? Because whatever we do third reading on is what is presented now.
Right.
Tonight.
So because I only came in after the second reading, so I hadn't read through the bylaw yet. So I have made some additions and changes that need to be reviewed before third reading and it's finalized.
There's also the previous council.
Yeah. So there was
first and second.
There's some big changes that needs to be discussed.
Sure.
So just review tonight and
yes.
Not do reading then? Okay.
Please.
That sounds good.
Okay. Take it away.
Thank you. I changed the formatting a little bit only because I'm very particular about that, but that's okay. We don't need to worry about too much about that. All right, if we go. I'm going to add pages at the bottom. Because currently I can't refer you to which page, but you need to go. So I will add that as formatting.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
When sometimes for final third reading bylaws and for minutes, there's a place on each page that is initialed off by this person who signs the bylaw, so that pages can't be substituted over time.
Okay. Like that, right? Pages initial
right. That's a very good idea.
Okay, so if we turn to the page that has 4.3. Made a difference to Schedule B should be Schedule C of the OCP land use map, and this map has now been added to the bylaw. So that's change number one.
Are all your changes highlighted in here?
Yeah.
Yes.
5.5.
Five. 5.5 and 5.7. Reading this bylaw, I noticed that there was no differentiation in between a unneutered, unspayed, and a spayed, neutered, or an intact animal. There should be a difference. So 5.5 reads, an annual dog license issued under this bylaw shall be effective from January 1st or the date of issue until December 31st. So it's an annual license of the same year for intact dogs and cats. So that means non-neutered or spayed. In the fees schedule at the back, that would be $10 per year. In 5.7, a lifetime dog or cat license issued under this bylaw shall be valid for a lesser period of lifetime of the animal. Transfer sale of the animal from one owner to another or upon owner moving away from the village of the animal. But there was no differentiation of what that lifetime dog tag meant. So proof of spay or neutered from a licensed veterinarian is required. And in the fees section, that was a 25 lifetime license. And that can be changed or discussed amongst too.
I think it should be just a story. Spay, neutered, and vaccinated.
Spay, neutered, and vaccinated.
Well, because it says right now, it says spay, neutered, or vaccinated.
Proof of spay or neutered from a licensed veterinarian is required.
At 5.7. It says spay, neutered, or vaccinated.
Okay. Proof of spay or neutered and vaccinated. And from a licensed veterinarian is required.
Yeah, because you can't be spay and neutered.
Yeah, spay or neutered and vaccinated. Correct?
Yes.
I believe that sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then.
But
yep,
people can give their own vaccination.
Yes,
but I guess they're provided to them by a licensed veterinarian, so maybe that's good of them.
Next change.
Did you take Cock-a-doodle-doo out of there?
No,
I did not.
I'm fighting to keep Cock-a-doodle.
Oh, no, I'm fighting. I'll arm wrestle to get it out of there.
On the second to last page, under section pet permitting system, 20.1, any owner of a domesticated pet within the village of Kermax is required to obtain a pet permit / license as the fee schedule. 20.2.
Sorry, is it called pet permit in many places or?
Yeah, or a tag or a license. In this bylaw, it's referred to as a pet permit under the pet permitting section. 20.2 has been removed.
20.2?
Sorry, I'm going by my notes. Let me go into on it. Made some big changes. I think my computer is loading because I don't have anything past section 14. Other changes were, so 20.2, owners must register their pets within 30 days of acquisition or within 30 days of moving to the village. 20.3, the pet permit is non-transferable between owners or pets and must be renewed as per section 5.5, 5.6, and 5.7 of this bylaw.
Did you say 20.2 is removed, that within 30 days portion, or does that?
No, sorry, I started old, from my notes.
The old 20.2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the old 20.2.
So we still have that within 30 days.
Yes, okay. We do, yeah. And then...
Do you don't remember what that said, the one you struck?
Yep, the pet permit is $10 per pet for a 12-month period as outlined in Schedule A. I struck that because I put it in fee schedule, and then that's already stated in a previous point. So it was reiterating.
Were we going to put it in the fees and schedules bylaw, or as a schedule to this one?
Yeah, so we don't have a fees and schedules bylaw.
Yeah.
We have rates. We have a service and rates. We have a fees and services for the arena. We do not have one that compiles landfill and this and the business. Like, they're all separate.
I could have sworn
I think
we
I
did.
Found it. Because I didn't think we did either, and then I went and found it.
Yeah. Because I looked and Prince looked, and we don't. We have one. It's strictly for arena rates.
Okay.
But as stated before, the fee schedule can be amended to the bylaw. The whole bylaw doesn't have to be changed, just the fee schedule can be amended later. 2.3, oh, yeah, I read that. 2.4, failure to obtain a pet permit does result in penalties as outlined in Appendix A, which is just on the next page. And so Appendix A and Schedule. You have it up there?
It's all separate.
Okay.
For landfill, it's separate, but collect center separate.
Yeah, it's separate. Can you bring up the fee schedule in the Appendix A for the animal control bylaw? There it is. So at the top, as you'll see on the TV or on your computer screens, the yearly annual permit per pet is $10. I had proposed a lifetime animal permit per pet, 25 per year. That's up for discussion with council. And then Appendix A, fines and penalties. This was carried over from the bylaw and put on this page because this page can be amended to the bylaw once the changes that I've made have been looked at and made comments on.
Just for services provided, not like faxing, photocopying,
yeah.
Sorry,
we're having
a side off the side here.
It was an attempt at one, I think.
It's just not comprehensive. There is a rates bylaw, but it's not comprehensive. 295.23. It has like sewer rates and fax rates and stuff like that, but it's not comprehensive of all.
No, it's not. No, because the arena has so many and it changes, and then the business bylaw.
Yeah, sewer fees.
Yeah.
If we wanted to, no, I just think that consolidate all the fees into a similar, like take that service bylaw, update it with all the fees from the bylaws. Is that a large undertaking? I don't think the village has too many fees. I mean, the arena fees are quite detailed. So.
I know for the landfill, they should be like they need to be separate right now with all our projects going on and the different. I could eventually do that. It is a big undertaking. It wouldn't be on the top list to do right now,
because then it's doable, right? Yeah. Just because then when we look at the fees and charges bylaw, we should look at it every year when we look at the budget bylaw, so we can change all fees at the same time.
Makes sense, Corey.
I can work on that this year.
It helps I just think it helps council keep fees up to date. Otherwise, things are like, oh, we haven't changed that in 15 years.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be $25 instead of 10, which I agree with. But I don't have any hogs.
It was free. It was just, if they were fixed, it was just free.
Mm-hmm. Used to be free.
It used to be free forever.
I like the idea of the lifetime.
Yeah, that's kind of might make people do it because they'll say, hey, well.
Better than $10 a year.
I can make those changes and then bring it back to the next council for third reading.
But maybe just on the fee schedule page where it says yearly animal permit for pet and lifetime animal permit for pet, you can just put like spayed neutered on the one so it's easy for people to see why they're different.
Okay.
Spayed neuter and spayed or neuter and vaccinated.
Well, my vet's gonna love me.
But if you don't keep up their vaccinations?
Shame on you.
You just need to...
It's only done once in a lifetime.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's for lifetime. No, I mean the thing is a lifetime permit. So how are we going to keep track of their vaccinations annually?
What if you have a 10-year-old dog and just moved to the community and their vaccinations were 10 years ago?
Exactly.
The few things that I noticed that kind of jumped out at me. In 4.2, no owner of an animal shall permit such animal to be upon any private property. When it was like, unless that each animal is on a leash. I don't want any dogs in my yard, even if they're on a leash. So that might, it was just something that jumped out at me because I let, you know, it's my yard. I don't care if they're on a leash or not.
Sorry, you said
4.2. It says be on any property without the property owner's consent unless such animal is on a leash.
Well, it wouldn't be on a leash and not have your consent. So
well, it says that they can.
I know, but that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
It just, shouldn't be there.
Yeah, it just says that they can. Not like people in my area.
They shouldn't be on your property without your consent, whether they're on a leash or
yes.
not.
And 6.1.1 was... Oh, yeah, two dogs and or two cats.
So you can have two dogs and two cats or two dogs or two cats. That doesn't make sense either.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yes.
And why can't you have more than two dogs?
If that's the case, my next door neighbor's already in violation.
Shush. I have two dogs and two cats.
No, I'm talking about Burrow. He's got three.
Well, apparently he doesn't live there. I don't even know.
He's in there now.
I know. And the dogs are nuisances. They bark a lot.
Yeah, they don't stop barking.
And then 13.11, and there's a few, it just says, will be disposed of. But it just means like, you know, taken to the shelter. But the will be disposed of doesn't sound very nice. Like, I don't want to hear the dog being disposed of. I don't know. I don't know if there's a different way to word the disposed of.
Sorry, what number is that?
13.11. And it's in a couple of spots after that, but I just did notice. Yeah, just the, because it just sounds like just shoot them.
It'll be disposed of my first try. My
yeah.
Person delivering them.
It's just the word you're like being disposed
of. Yeah.
Just doesn't sound. Nice.
So we don't euthanize them. We either find them a home or we take them to lifers.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah.
So
so they can be rehomed by either trying to find them a home or.
Yeah.
So instead of dispose, let's say rehomed. That's a good idea.
It's just disposed sounds
very nasty. Oh, it does say the owner has a reasonable attempt to find an adoptive owner is unsuccessful. The animal shall be destroyed in a humane fashion and the carcass disposed of in accordance with Yukon environmental health. So we don't do that anymore, though.
No,
that yeah, you have to take the dog to the vet.
We have
to
get that dog to the vet.
White horse. It's there.
So we don't need to really have that. Like we don't need to have that the carcass will be disposed of because we pay the vet for that, right? We don't get the remains back.
What number is that in here?
13.12.
That's also in 13.11. We dispose first try.
Yeah, so we would just have them
remove 13.12.
Well, no, I think
there might be times
they might be put down, but maybe take this in a humane fashion and stop there.
Yeah, just because like what happens if all humane societies are full? Like maybe we would have to
put one down.
Yeah, but
we used to actually have our public works guys actually put dogs down previously.
Dog catcher used to do it.
And they
public works used to
do it. And they had little mini crematorium. Yeah. Those are nastier times.
Yeah, they used to pour diesel fuel and burn them. You could tell when it was happening.
Yeah.
There was a big plume of black smoke. It was like there was a priest or new pope or something.
All right.
Well, sorry, may I go back to the six? Oh, yeah, the two cats or two dogs.
Yeah.
So it's, you can have two cats and two dogs, or you can have two dogs, or you can have two cats.
That's no, why yeah. And I don't think it can be and or. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You can't have four in total, or just two, or just one, or three, or four.
A maximum of two cats
and two dogs.
And two dogs.
Yeah, that would be kind of all you
can
need.
Have
you yeah, could, yeah if you don't want dogs or you don't want cats,
you don't have to have any.
Yeah.
A maximum of two dogs and two cats. I like that better.
Okay.
That's what we're going to tell people they can have.
Yes.
So we're going to do with the people that already have more.
Their grandfather again?
I think that probably the old bylaw had a maximum of two.
It's been two dogs for a while.
Two dogs.
I only know that because I was over before when I had three dogs.
Yeah,
but I've had Queenie was like 20 when she died, so I was way grandfathering with her.
I almost had it on you.
Yeah, three dogs and
like
cat is
only a month before that you told me this.
So 6.3 Councilor Mitchell says owners within the village may obtain a dog permit to have up to five dogs on their property provided at the time of application. So you can apply for a special permit or three extra dogs. So you can have up to five. After that, it would be considered either a dog kennel or a dog.
Yeah.
Under what?
So 6.3.
I was just wondering, what the permit, what's the criteria of the permit? Why would we allow that?
Let me consider a special permit. We have a special permit section. Livestock and special permits, section 8.
Six point two and 6.3.
I also noticed that there is the applicant 6.3.2. The applicant pays a dog permit fee in accordance with the fee schedule. And all dogs, 6.3.3, all dogs subject to dog permit have valid dog license. And none of them are considered working dogs. I think this was in the old bylaw that we carried over to this bylaw. So if someone has five dogs, they can apply for the five dog licenses under the special permit.
What would happen if we ended up having someone that had a dog? Can you
see? Then they, so they have to get
a, they get a kennel. They
grab a permit or a dog team permit.
God, moving moves next door means a dog team.
They can't. They're not allowed in the residential area. Says that too. Yeah, it also says something about five cats, two somewhere in there. It's not small.
Yeah, I was reading that.
Yeah.
Yeah, five cats, five dogs.
There is, the only issue is no owner shall keep any household pet over 6 months of age without having them vaccinated. Sometimes you can't get in to see a vet within 6 months.
What number is that?
It's just 12.1 about getting them vaccinated. So because of the vet issues, we may want to be lenient on things of...
No, I was just wondering, can we force people to do things? Or...
No. Even getting animals fixed, like you literally have to make an appointment 6 to 8 months ahead of time.
Before you even get the dog.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We could change it to 12 months.
We could, or we could just remind Viola to be lenient if he's ever... ever checking things.
That's a pretty tough job on him. He's gonna run around checking every it's gonna get a lot of resistance.
It's honestly the people, it's only when there's problem dogs that it like.
No, it's only when it's their dog.
Yeah, but they're not going to be like knocking on doors to please show your proof of dog tags.
It's only probably if your dog get dog bites somebody or something, we can make sure it was vaccinated.
Running loose.
The whole dangerous dog section was interesting too. I had previously dealt with a terrible situation that ended up being a dangerous dog situation. And there was lots of legal pieces involved and moving, it just, it was not as clear cut as a bylaw always has it, which is pretty official. It was hard on the owner and the bylaw officer and counsel.
And some people might have a little rough dog that gets off when, you know, they do their best to keep it fenced or tied. And someone else's dog comes in the yard, roughs them up, they come out, they get off the leash, you know, it's going to happen. I used to have two of them.
My dog, when she, if she gets loose, she makes her rounds. She goes to Noah's house to get a treat. And then she runs up to Max's to get some more treats, and then he ties her up and calls me.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've walked my dog. I got my dog on a leash all the time. Meet somebody without their dog on a leash. You do. I walk off the board. I move off and let him go by. Yeah. I feel like saying, hey, you know, it's by law. Get your dog on a leash, but you know, you're starting a fight.
Interesting. Any other comments or anything else you'd like to point out during this review?
No. Thank you. Oh, is the daily care fee in the fees thing?
It was in there somewhere.
Because I just saw they'll be charged for the first 24 hours. Or there'll be a daily care fee, but I didn't see the daily care fee on the...
I don't see it in there.
Can you go back to the fees and schedule?
It's not there because it's like it's fines and penalties on there.
Yeah, it doesn't have it.
But there was something for
it. It does, but it does say... I can't find it because I scrolled too fast. It does say somewhere in the bylaw that they'll be charged a daily.
$50 a day. We need to add it to the...
So the fees and schedule.
So it's up to how many days when they finally give up. How long are they going to hold the dog?
That is in there.
Is that?
Yeah.
You must have missed it.
I think it's... It does say how many days.
72 hours.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It is in there.
Is it? Okay. I missed it somewhere.
It's 13.10.3.
Someone mentioned it to me. They said, well, what happens if someone's looking after a dog and we're on a hawk? Come back and our dog is gone and bad owner.
It just says that... They will charge a daily care fee.
After the first 24-hour period of
impoundment. It doesn't say what it is.
But if you're charging a fine anyway, the daily care fee should be included in that fee anyway.
Usually there's a fine for picking up, and then there's a care fee for food and walking.
Also, could we make a recommendation on how much that is a day?
$20.
Yeah. The daily care fee.
Yeah.
What is the fine?
50, isn't it?
It's 25 first offense, 50 for second offense, mm-hmm. and 100 for third.
I think, yeah. I mean, I think $25 or whatever you had suggested 50.
I said 50. That's what it is in Whitehorse, but we can make it 20 or 25.
I think 25 is good. I mean, it does take the staff time. Multiple times a day. You're definitely subsidizing it.
Yeah. I'll add that to the fee schedule.
25.
For some reason, I thought in the old bylaw that it was like it changed over time. Like the first day was so much, and then the second day was more.
I don't think so. I think it was just incremental fines for.
I don't know.
I could check.
It would be an old like
bylaw 21.
No, she's thinking of like a 2005 bylaw or something, probably.
Anyway, we're not there now. Any other questions for tonight for these bylaw?
Thank you.
I have a question for 16.6. It says, any person owning or occupying property refuses to neglect to pay the penalties, like we're allowed to apply it to property taxes. Does that include fees for dog fees?
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
So at the end of the year, for people who've not paid fees and charges, that can be applied to their property taxes?
No, that would be separate.
So in 16.6, it says, that is allowed. You're allowed to do that. If somebody doesn't pay the sewer bill at the end of the year, you can
put it on your taxes.
But it says, should any person owning or occupying property refuse to or neglect to pay any penalties that have been levied pursuant to this bylaw, an officer may inform such a person that in default that if these charges are unpaid on the 31st day of December in the same year, the charges will be added to and form a part of the tax payable in respect to that property as taxes in arrears.
Oh,
which you can't do because the person living there and the owner of the pet may not be the property.
Yeah, because it says any owning or occupying. So it could be in Yukon Housing. So it'd be charging Yukon Housing. Yeah. Or like, yeah. Or just renting. Or
that was a point that was brought from the whole, well, the current standing bylaw to this one.
Yeah. That is
a good point.
I mean, you can do it.
But it only really affects property owners who own pets.
Well, apparently, according to this bylaw, it can be anybody. So if I rent my place to somebody else and they have dogs and they get a bunch of fines and they get put on my property taxes. So I would need to ensure in my lease that it says any fines you incur payable by you.
Makes sense.
That's a little bit different. Like usually that's applied to fees and charges that relate to the property, not fees and charges that relate to the
occupants.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's normally a clause that's put in an animal control bylaw.
It probably was somewhere, because I'm pretty sure this old bylaw was copy and pasted from somewhere else.
The last animal control bylaw just said that we charge after 24 hours. It doesn't say how much. It just says to recoup costs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? Which one was that?
Bylaw 20. Let's see. It's very long. Bylaw 252-18.
Yeah, I don't know if we could or want to do that. Do you want to apply outstanding animal control fees to property taxes on December 31?
Not really.
I don't know.
That sounds like an administrative nightmare.
Yeah.
Administrative.
I think it kind of sucks if somebody wants their property. I know you should have your property, but
it's just a mechanism. Like, what if they never pay the fee? The fine, or if they just continue to get dog fines over and over and over again and never pay it,
yeah.
And it's a mechanism for
collection. I know you should evict them,
but if it was you, Dennis, as a property owner, and you just kept getting
I prefer the other way.
Fees and fees and fees and never paid the village, then it gives the village the right to.
Well, exactly, that's another headache, but.
I mean,
we don't have to do it.
You could leave it in there
and not do it.
And use it as an extreme measure for,
I guess,
for scare people, scare taxes.
I guess we could. We don't have to.
If you have a complete jerk, I guess we can use it.
Okay, we chuck that in the circle. It's awesome.
Really needed.
Yeah. Any other thoughts or questions, or we get to move on to the next battle?
Yeah,
move on.
I don't have rates of taxation by law in my.
You're just missing everything.
Right? Like,
did the rates change over last year?
Rates will change this year. This is up for discussion after first reading.
Do we not usually do the rates at the same time we do the budget bylaw?
Yes, I think we should talk about it when we do the budget. Because I'm really not comfortable with raising the rates this much right after being elected.
I don't have to do the package I have on the email.
So I'll just give you a little bit of why I brought this now in our half agreement. One of the incentives to raise the property tax for those who have not started to build on empty lots. So that was one of the initiatives, was to every year raise to incentivize people to start building on those lots or to sell them, give them to somebody else that will build on those lots. That doesn't mean that property taxes for real property with buildings on it has to be raised this year. It's mostly for, so the change in this stays the same. The change is 4.4 from 2% to 3%, as previously discussed.
I'm sorry, I don't have a copy of the bylaw.
Can you bring it up?
But this is the email that
we added the last minute.
This one was supposed to be added before council went out.
It wasn't. I never knew it was going to be on the meeting tonight.
Okay.
I guess it is, and it's in here, but I didn't, when I first read the...
It's not in the package we went on Friday, though.
Okay. No. We can table it.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I see. I was worried it was jumping to 2%, and I'm like, I can't deal with that right now. I would be yelled at by every time I walked in to check the mail.
Prince, can you scroll up to the bylaw and put the section where it's highlighted for...
I see it now. I just glanced at it quickly earlier.
4.4, there shall be levied upon taxable unimproved speculative vacant real property within the village. So this was at 2% last year, and the incentive is up to 3% as discussed in the, Matthew is discussing with the CMHC Housing Advancement Fund.
Do we
to keep raising it every year?
Did council consider, like, this is the stick to the getting development happening, but did council ever discuss the development incentive bylaw as the carrot to get incentive half development happening?
No.
Because we do have a development incentive bylaw.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Instead of being punitive all the time, we could
try and spin it positive for change.
Or do both. I don't know what this looks like. I haven't seen it on, like, what it would look like for
numbers.
So numbers, it would be instead of 350 minimum for those properties that have no buildings, it would be 400 this year instead of 350. That's the change.
But we don't know, like, what is it going to be? What is the change going to be in net dollars? We don't know that.
I'm pretty sure it paid $400 last year on the vacant property.
Yep. So last year, if you had a building on your property, it was 400. In this bylaw is still 400. The only change is the 2% to 3% for those that are not developed.
I think I paid $400 for my undeveloped property last year.
It was 350, and then I changed it to 400 based on the 3%.
Did you get overcharged?
So can we table this until next meeting so we have a chance to read it? Because do you need a resolution to do that, or you just get to?
Just table.
So I also don't have the event permit application.
It's not on here.
No, that's just that one. This is the event.
The bond spiel.
We were missing a signature. And the mayor asked for the signature and then for the back. This is for liquor license.
Is there anything that you would like us to know about this? This is sort of complicated to go with the license.
It is an application for mayor and council to approve a liquor license for that event. They need approval before they can apply for the liquor license from mayor and council.
I'm doing it before a year.
Bylaw.
I'll make a motion to approve.
We've been doing it for over 40 years.
The liquor license for the Sweetheart Bond Spiel.
Can you get a seconder?
I'll second it.
All in favor? Please do you think it's?
I think they do now.
We've never had a special license.
I think it's a new
It's a new thing.
That's what.
Is it because of this new bio? Thank you.
Okay. I gotta take that to Shannon in the morning too.
Oh.
So she can do her order tomorrow.
Question period. Nobody in the gallery? Nobody online? All by yourself?
Yep. Okay, I'll make a motion to go in camera.
Second?
One second. Oh, Doris got it.
Hey, found your glasses.
Hey?
Found your glasses.
In favor?
My dog almost.
In camera, we go.
They're half chewed, but.